Well, I have more like a general question. What do we make this definition for? Why do we have to define a cycle? When it comes to the usage of infrastructure, then we have to address all the vehicles using this infrastructure. Could also be e-scooters, for example. When it comes to bicycle promotion, I agree with you. We usually focus on pedal-driven cycles with or without electrical assistance. When it comes to specific regulations, there is also a need to make a distinction between classical bike and e-bikes. For example, if you discuss helmet mandatory or something like that, not I'm really a fan of it, but some countries discuss helmets for electrical bikes, so then you need to have a distinction between classical bike and electrical bikes. So it's really a question, what do we make this definition for? It's for infrastructure, it's for promotion, it's for regulation, and then it's always different.